are you?
Good.
You want one of these? There's two of them in here.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have to charge it. But we could leave it here and I could charge it for you and then you'd have it when you need it.
It's a good idea.
Isn't that a nice gift there?
Here. Thank you, Pancho.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a little pocket charger for your phone. Like that thing you have in there or had in there. Yeah.
Pocket.
Yeah, well, pocket. Well, pocket charger. Not as good as a pocket pussy, but I don't know, actually.
You don't know. Like, you've never had a pocket pussy.
No, I've had one. Of course, I used it once. I told you the story about what happened with that.
I know.
You remember?
A girlfriend found it.
It was my
wife.
On
the toilet.
It was my wife at the time. No, she found the lid. You know, have you used one?
No.
Jesus Christ. You open this whole thing with like, oh, yeah, right, you've never used... They literally gave them to us for free. You're telling me you never stuck your dick in one of those things? It does, but you're going to give it a shot. It's like,
I didn't do it.
VR porn. It's scary at first, but... Well, they're in a tin can, and then when you open it up, so you got the lid you got to take off. Then when you take the thing out of there, it's got a piece of plastic on either end of it. Mm-hmm. One piece of plastic is like to adjust so that the suction changes or whatever. Mm. The other piece of plastic is so that you can get to the, you know, fake pussy. I left the little adjuster thing. I think it fell off or something, and I stuck it in the bathroom and didn't realize it. I took the time to put everything else back into its container, all that stuff, so that it was hidden. And she saw just this. Now, how the fuck she knew that this was part of that? It was just a little lid. It looked like it could have been a lid to a lotion jar or anything else. But she knew because she was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know what that is. And then she's like, it's part of that pocket pussy thing, isn't it? And I was like, no.
Pocket pussy thing?
I don't think so. I don't even know where that is. And
it
she
came
goes,
off of you?
She goes, come on, that's what it is. And I was like, no.
You're
and
a fucking pocket pussy.
She got so weird. She was like, I don't understand why you're being so weird. She's like, why would it matter if you use that? She's like, what's weird is that you're being so weird about it. I'm like, I'm not being fucking weird about it.
You were.
It's a lid to something I don't know. And she goes, Reed, I have no problem with you using a pocket pussy. I don't care. It's weird now that you're acting like a child that's making me uncomfortable because you're denying it when I know what it is. And I was like, well, it's a little embarrassing, don't you think? If you don't care that I'm using it, and you know that I'm lying about it, then just let me somewhere, yeah, in drawers and stuff, yeah. Oh. Then just let me go with it. You know what I mean? If I say no, it's not, and I look embarrassed, then just go, oh, he's embarrassed,
right,
and leave it.
I'm with you.
You don't have to turn it into an international incident. And it is weird. But I know someone who said, a girl that I know, who said her boyfriend uses it every time he masturbates. She's like, he uses it all the time. He uses it every time he masturbates. It's like, really? I mean, I guess if I knew someone like that, it's not like he's just going to tell me if he's my coworker.
Right.
So there could be people that do that.
I've never used one.
But
I just feel uncomfortable with it. I don't know why.
People must use them because they still sell them and they've been selling them for a long time, right?
Did you finish in it?
Yeah. Well, I pulled out.
You pulled out and came on its tits?
Yeah. No, I finished it.
Did it have a face?
Because here's the thing. I got it for free.
This fucking thing got a face?
Well,
they
make faces. They're just, you open the tube. Have you seen those?
Mm.
Yeah, you take the lid off and it's like just part of a face.
Oh, perfect.
Which, I mean, I understand, like, okay, you could say that this feels better. Like, you like the physical feeling of it. But if we're switching it between, like, mouths and pussies and asses and all that, I mean, it's still in the same Pringles can-shaped thing,
yeah,
right?
You know what?
Like, it doesn't look like a face. I understand, but it doesn't look like a... I don't think it feels any different. I think they feel the same. Maybe they feel different. I don't know. Anyway, my whole plan was we got a bunch of them for free because we worked in radio, so yeah. Someone sent us like a pallet.
I never used one, though.
And he was like, we got your 4th of July ones, boys. We got you. All these. We're like,
yeah,
thank you.
There's all these different porn stars.
Yeah, and there was like Sasha Gray and whoever was popular at the time. And so my whole plan from the time I took that thing out of the cellophane, I was like, I'm going to use it, and I'm going to clean it all up, and I'm going to throw it away. And that's what I did, but I left the one piece of evidence behind. But they say you just put it in the dishwasher. I don't know. Look, man. I'll tell you this.
I don't have a dishwasher.
I could see... Oh, yeah, your dishwasher doesn't work.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, then you don't want it, because I don't think you want to hand wash this thing. You wouldn't feel like it's clean enough. It needs to go through, like, hotter water than you can get out of the tap. You know what I mean? It needs to be in a dishwasher.
Why?
Well, because you're finishing
junk's
in
there, but I mean, it's not, I mean, I don't know.
You don't
why.
Want to stick your junk in your old goo, you know.
Yeah, but why would a dishwasher clean it? I mean, like boiling water.
Because dishwashers
water
get hot. You know,
so it's boiling water from a sink.
Well, if you boil it, if you, I guess.
Hot water from a sink, I eat out of the stuff that's...
I understand. I'm just saying. I want it totally sanitized. Totally sanitized. It's just something
not
about
that
it.
I wouldn't.
It's a mental thing.
But I
thing.
Haven't.
It's a mental thing.
But I feel like I would at least wash that.
You do, but it's difficult to get into. You see what I'm saying? You can try and...
I feel like it'd be easy. Just put the... I mean, I've never used one, but I feel like you just put the water on, put it on as hot as it goes, and fill that bitch up.
Yeah, you can. And I'm sure maybe a lot of people do that. It says on there to put it in the dishwasher, so at least mine did. I don't know. But, I've never used one with any regularity. But, again, nothing against people who do. I'll say this. I tried it. I thought it felt interesting. I could see why people like it. But I didn't feel the need to like use it again or like, I got to get another one of those. You know, after I was busted, I didn't feel that. The VR porn thing, I've told Snowcone, I've told you.
Hey, real quick.
That you do have to do.
Someone on Twitch, Chris VKC, says, your dishwasher's broken. I can put a new one in for you. Follow up on that.
Yeah. Chris, by the way, you said yo earlier. I don't think we said hello. Good to see you. Dishwasher repair person? Do you work at Sears? Have an old dishwasher? How's this work? Yeah, because if you've got appliances, boy, I could use another.
Because I don't use it very often, but.
Well, right, it doesn't work.
Even then,
it's so much easier. I use mine.
A lot of times it's just me.
I know, but I'm saying I only have the little tiny dishwasher and I still run it every night. I don't wait for it to get filled up. I'll just run it. They say it saves water. Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, this is a podcast.
Can you buy me a cheap dishwasher, Chris?
Yeah, you can probably find one on... Well, I don't know if you want to buy one on Facebook.
I just need one with a silver front to match the other stuff.
Yeah, the fancier they get, the more they seem to break.
It doesn't have to be real stainless. It just has to look like... I've seen the fake
match
ones.
The stuff, yeah. This is a podcast. It's called Toxic and Problematic. Warning, if you got children in the car, we may say some things that... or inappropriate.
Too late. I just talked about coming on.
I know.
Solar.
I know. It's a little late. Today's
Fine China
episode. Sometimes we have guests on the show. I think we will probably have guests on the show next week if everything, goes as planned. But seeing as how this show is called Toxic and Problematic, we used to meet with these people called consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And consultants what they do is they would listen to your radio show. When you weren't around, you didn't even know they were listening to this shit. Mm. Like but when they showed up, a lot of times you didn't know that they were going to be showing up. If you did, you might not know until like a week or a couple days. Hey, the consultant's coming in. You're like, oh shit. Well, then what they would do, the worst thing they would do is they would play back recordings of your show. So, because they would go back and listen to old episodes of your show, they would find really bad parts of it, and then they would make you listen to it. It was horrible. You're going to get some booze there? Horrible. Oh, I don't have a toothpick on me, sorry. But they would make you listen, and you would sometimes beg, okay, we get it, man, please.
The worst part was reading it.
Turn this. Oh, sometimes they make you read it. Yeah, they transcribe it. Like, is this interesting to you? And it's like, no, and it's not to you, so why are you reading it to me? But they wouldn't let you get out of it. You'd say, please, we get it. It's bad. It was a bad segment. Please. Okay, we're on every day. It's 4 hours. Cut us some slack. I'm like, no, you got to finish. You expected the audience to finish listening to this. I'm going to make you. So that's basically what a consultant does, is embarrasses you and then tells you don't do that again. Huh?
Nothing.
But the other thing that I noticed consultants, besides try to embarrass you.
Thank you, Pancho, for the booze.
Was consultants would say oftentimes, what's your theme? You know, you got a name for the show. Well, why do you have this name for the show? We heard that so many times.
Yeah.
Because you're not really living up to it. If you've got a church in the name, why don't you have more organ music? Why don't you have more... parishioners, whatever. Why aren't you using more of the language? That was a constant theme.
Yeah.
So because we were lucky enough to have employers that cared about us and spend money on consultants, we got to learn those things in the past.
We did.
And hopefully we've learned some of those lessons. And because this is a new podcast, and we own this podcast, we're not going to be paying for consultants because we don't have that kind of
scratch. So we need some?
Scratch. No, but we've already learned from it. But this podcast is called Toxic and Problematic.
So we have to be toxic and problematic?
Thought, well, why call it toxic? We could either be toxic and problematic, or we could try...
Or we could talk about toxic and problematic things.
Things, exactly. Or we could also try to improve on our toxicness and our problematicness, right? So I feel like if the topic is in there...
Within the first 5 minutes of this show, I said I'd come on a fork.
Exactly.
And that your ex-wife was a pocket pussy.
Exactly. So that, I think, is toxic. Or maybe it's problematic. It might be problematic. Toxic, I think, would be if we said something sexist or, right? When I think toxic, I think like toxic masculinity.
Mm.
I think the person that originally called us, they called the show Toxic and Problematic, which is where the name came from.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that that person was saying that we exhibit toxic masculinity and we say problematic things, things that are not.
There's no way you exhibit toxic masculinity.
But you might.
Yeah, but no way you do.
Well, it's sexism, right? If you say, because you say
yeah,
that. You
I mean,
say
about
that
the women pilots. But other than that.
I don't think I'm a toxic masculine.
Woke feminine masculine. Dude.
Right. I feel like I'm a pretty woke feminine dude. I feel that way too. So, right. You know, but.
I agree with that.
The person who listened said it's toxic and problematic. We're probably talking about you, if I had to guess.
Well, I don't agree with that.
So.
I think I'm. I'm probably toxic and problematic.
I think you probably
sometimes,
you know,
not all the time.
The Gen X thing you show sometimes. I think.
What's wrong with that? You're saying the whole generation is toxic and problematic?
No, I think that young people tend misinterpret different
the
generations
truth?
As being yeah sometimes as being toxic and or problematic when it's neither, and it's really that they're wanting to be victims, right?
Yeah.
Because that is one thing we know. People love to be victims, and especially young people. I'm sure, even though we didn't have the internet when we were young, we probably wanted to be victims too. I don't fucking know. I don't remember wanting to be a victim. Do you?
No.
We were angry. We wanted to change the world, sort of, at least with the music we listened to.
I thought we could.
Yeah, it seemed like we'll be the ones.
I didn't want to put any effort into it.
No, but I cheered on the people who did.
I think
yeah,
the guy,
you go,
the
band.
People a little bit younger than me, I feel like you kind of really want. I feel like Gen X, we were like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
They say that
I
Gen
saw
X
somebody.
Is the, apathetic generation.
Yeah, I feel like I fall right in that. I saw somebody posted on some social media that somebody younger than them, they were a Gen X person, called them a boomer, which happens. And the person was like, I'm Gen X. And they were like, the same thing.
Okay.
And then somebody said, well, what'd you respond with? And they were like, what I was taught to respond with. Whatever. And I left.
Right.
And I'm like, that's how we are.
Sums
like,
up
well,
Gen
I don't
X.
give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That sums up Gen X. That and maybe a shirt with a collar and a BMW. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
That's the
yeah.
kind of things that I think of. So I do think sometimes people misinterpret that stuff. I didn't talk to the person who called us toxic and problematic.
Me neither.
Like, I didn't ask the person, why did you say that? What about us is toxic and problematic? And I don't think that person probably would have had a great answer. I've got
I'm
a
sure
feeling
they could have come up with excuse reasons.
Something. What are they gonna? What could we have possibly said on this program in our history?
Well, I'll ask Twitch.
Was,
have you ever
that
heard
was
anything,
ever
Twitch? Have you ever
toxic.
Heard me say anything toxic and or
problematic? Maybe, but toxic.
I don't think they have.
I don't think you're a toxic masculinist. I don't think you are. I know I'm not. You guys bust my balls and you know have this whole thing going
well,
about
do,
female
don't.
Pilots, which is yeah. totally untrue. It's actually, I think you guys, I guess, I don't know, because it's certainly not me. It all stems from me one time saying I wish all pilots, the perfect pilot is a two female pilots, and then it turned into this, oh, we're going to pretend like Slim's sexist and doesn't want female pilots, which was just the opposite. They knew it would get me going, just like the mom jokes, so they just
You're
kept
so
it going.
Full of it. You don't like women pilots. Just say it. It's toxic and problematic. You're allowed to say it. You have said before that you don't think women handle stress.
Oh, wow.
So you don't think that
wow.
you think,
you think
would,
I would say that. The guy who fainted when I thought I was going
honest.
To jail.
Huh?
The guy who fainted when I thought I was going to jail.
Yeah.
And you think I would say
you
that women.
You could. I'm saying you think men are more equipped to handle a pressure situation like landing an airplane. That's what you think.
Okay. So I'll just let that
like
soak
you
in.
Say okay.
I'll just let that soak in.
I'm not going to deny it. What I will do is say okay.
I've denied it. The more I deny it, the more you accuse. That's how it goes.
Okay.
It's true. The more
so
I get upset about
like
my mom.
So you don't feel like that being honest?
About the pilot thing?
Women pilots?
Like you're being honest?
Do you get nervous about women pilots?
For them? For the way they're going to be treated? By people like you?
No.
Or do I get
nervous that if there's not a male pilot in the cockpit?
Well, there should be at least a guy.
Right. See?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course, two women. I love the mother-daughter pilot team.
Okay.
I think that's great. I've been on planes with dual females.
Yeah, I know. I was with you, and you weren't comfortable.
I have flown on those planes, and to prove it, I've taken pictures in the past and said, look, it's not like I'm getting off this airplane.
Well, I don't think you get off. You're just more uncomfortable.
No, that's not true. Anyhow, that would be, if that were true, I think toxic or problematic or both.
Mr. M says you love women. You had a wife and a girlfriend at the same time.
That's right. That's right. I need women in my life.
Yeah.
Because
that,
I think men, I think more men need more women in their lives, and there'd be a lot fewer problems in the world.
I think that's probably
And
true.
I think a lot of young, angry men that were storming the Capitol maybe would have...
Well, they're all older.
Did I just say Capitol? There was a lot of guys that were...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
In my head,
I just always picture the guy with his feet up.
Not just need to get
Pelosi's
laid.
Pelosi's desk.
Yeah, that guy. But not just need to get laid, but like actually need a woman in her life to calm him down. There were some women there, yeah. But it was a lot of dudes. And I just thought, man, yeah, I feel like if you had someone in your life calming you down, making you feel a little better, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyhow, I found this topic online, and I thought,
Met a woman to come into my life and calm me down.
You only ever think about your ex-wife.
Oh, ex-girlfriends, too. I mean, it's always, there's stress.
They've absolutely, you've played board games with them and done things that you wouldn't normally do.
True.
Yes.
I did play board games.
So instead of storming the Capitol, these guys could have been playing a board game, you know?
Yeah.
Things that you don't normally do, but you did when you were dating. And I was like, isn't that good? That's nice.
Was
to
that
see
you
that.
Me when you heard
yeah, I thought that's
you?
Good. He's probably feeling good. Next thing you know, he'll be wearing sweaters to work. That's what I thought. Like, he's getting more comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I saw this topic online, and I thought this would be great for Toxic and Problematic because it's a discussion about toxic and problematic
things. It's been so long
do.
Since you said that. When I was thinking of, like, exes not calming me down, I wasn't thinking about my ex-wife. I was thinking about girls after that.
Mm.
Like, you're at that point now where, like, if you're, like, your ex, I got to think of a couple people.
Well...
You see what I'm saying? That's a weird thing you just brought in my mind.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like your ex doesn't ever automatically come up when... I don't know. I mean, yes, you have dated some people that maybe there was some stress involved
right.
there, but... You know, I think also, I will say in their defense, you said, for a couple of those at least, like before you really even dipped your toes in the water, you're like, this is going to be a wild ride.
Yes.
So
yeah.
you knew. You
right.
knew.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
went
yeah,
out
yeah.
there looking for, no, you know, no, the no. person to play board games with and comment
I also
on.
Read something. I know we're talking, we'll get to your topic yeah, here in a yeah. minute, but I also read something the other day that brings it up. You said women, some men need women in their lives. I read this thing and it kind of was like, oh, that's a little too close to home. It was about how this guy was saying, like, I think there's something fundamentally wrong with me, and I'm worried. It's not necessarily fundamentally wrong. I'm worried that I've gotten to the point that I'm so okay with being alone that I've gotten to the point that I like it, and any outside people annoy me.
Oh, not just women, any outside
any,
people.
Like, I don't like, I like going home and being alone. Like, yeah. that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's how my brother is.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I am too now.
Now, my brother does say that sometimes he'd be like, I should get out of this house because I've been, you know, isolated for this long because he worked from home and everything else. So he does say
I mean,
sometimes
I do have to get
out
for a day. Like the other yeah. day, I went out with a buddy of mine. I was like, hey, man, I got to go get this thing from Costco. You want to go? He's like, yeah.
Right.
And I go for, you know, I work out in the morning with a buddy of mine or whatever. But, like, you know, anything other than that.
Right.
I'm not doing much.
I don't know. Is that bad, though? When my brother told me years ago, he's like, I don't really want to date. I don't think I'm good at dating. I'm not good at conceding when I'm wrong because
yeah.
I don't usually think I'm wrong.
Right.
So
no, I'm
he's like, I just don't think I'm good for women. And
yeah, I'm with
so
you.
I don't think they're missing out on anything. He's like,
I should suck his dick.
I mean, wouldn't life, in some ways.
If
know,
I became your uncle, Dad?
No, not that specifically. I mean, if you were gay, it would
but
be
if I
was easier
uncle,
to
Dad,
understand
awesome?
The people you're dating sometimes. Maybe not. Maybe gay men think that that's an unfair.
Well, I'm sure there's one of them.
Problematic.
I'm sure there's one of them who's always up the other one's ass, just
probably,
like a woman.
Probably. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how it works, but I assume that's it.
I kind of do too, but I don't know. But anyhow, I didn't think of that as necessarily being like, oh no, he's given up. He says he wants to be, he's fine being alone the rest of his life. I thought, oh, that to me is a lot better than him saying, God, I wish I could meet someone.
Yeah.
And he's not meeting anyone. He's like, I'm not trying to meet anyone. I don't want to meet anyone. Is that not okay?
Right.
I don't know. Also, he does have a kid. A lot of these studies that I see lately about young men being angrier and that they think it correlates with a decrease in income. They're getting paid less and less as rich people are getting paid more and more. So, and for, you know, a long time, men felt like their worth was tied up in their ability to earn.
Sure.
So if they can't earn, they get depressed. And if they can't earn, then they don't feel like they have anything to offer to women. So it makes them less likely to be successful dating. And if they don't date, then they don't have any kids. So, you know, it seems like every study that I see, they kind of wrap all that up. It always kind of ends with the children thing that the, you know, if you have kids, you're probably... you know, intentionally planned on having kids, that you must be feeling somewhat optimistic in life because you're showing this sign of optimism by bringing kids into the world, right? Like, hey, this is.
Well, I don't know if I thought that through that far.
No, well, I'm not saying everybody does,
right,
for
yeah,
sure.
I don't think I do.
But for people who are wanting a family, you know, they're wanting to have kids and everything, I could see that. Like, yeah, you're probably feeling like you're feeling like you can support them because otherwise you wouldn't be trying so hard to have kids, right? If you didn't think you could support them at all, you might be like, let's wait, which is right. What's happening, they said, with a lot of people. And then the rest of them just aren't meeting people. So, and also they throw in online dating and how that's caused a problem because everyone wants the perfect date. Oh, this person's Methodist and I'm Catholic or whatever.
Oh, really?
That because it's window shopping. It's dating into window shopping. So now they look for people that fit their exact parameters. Where in the past, you go into a bar, you could be Jewish, she could be Catholic, whatever,
sure.
And you could get married. Now you're less likely to because you go, oh, I'm a hardcore atheist or secularist or whatever, and this person says they're somewhat religious. Well,
so
that's not going to work.
Draw these lines more.
Yeah, because you think I'll just scroll to the next person, and it creates this illusion of the perfect mate being out there somewhere that you just haven't found.
Mm.
Where in reality, any relationship is going to be work. The hardest part.
Yeah,
is
there's no such thing as a soulmate.
Someone. No, you got to meet someone and then make
work. Sure.
Kind of like your perfect job. I mean, a perfect job is a job that pays
it's
you enough.
Still a job.
It pays you enough and doesn't fire you, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, isn't
that's
understand
what the money's
there's
for.
Some jobs.
So what you're saying is, with women, that's what the pussy's for.
I'm saying that
that's
there's
what
more
the sex is for.
That. Yeah, but
you're like, hey, this
that.
Is gonna be hard. You got to put in work. You got to do this. But this is what. I know I was trying to be toxic about my life, but that's what the companionship's for.
You get the companionship and you get the sense of kind of well-being and
yeah, that's what you got to put in
safeness.
The work for. That's what the sex is for.
Yeah, but the thing is, so all these people that are, anytime I read these poll numbers that show people getting married later, having fewer kids, having kids later, all this stuff, and they tie it all back to money, like I said, anytime I see that, there's always something about blaming the internet and saying people don't meet in person anymore. I just heard someone talking about it on Bill Maher a couple weeks ago. Same conversation, saying, well, people don't go to bars. They don't meet anymore. I think Don Lemon and somebody else. They never go out to a restaurant or to a bar to meet people. They don't go to shows. They don't do those things. And I thought, yes, of course. I kind of thought this too. But then I see things like this thing I'm about to read to you, and I go, well, I don't know what young people like your son's generation, your oldest, and maybe even people a little bit older than him, I think they have a very different idea of what it means to approach someone, what consent is. And I'm not talking about sexual consent.
Right.
I'm talking about consent to even approach someone and ask them out on a date. That asking someone out or even just flirting with someone, they might say, well, I need to get consent first that it's okay to try and flirt with this person. Mm. And I would get that through the form of a like or a match on whatever. Notice I say like it's hot or not or whatever, because that's how old I am. So I see this and I think, okay, well, I could learn from this because it was titled, what are things that men say? Not trying to be creepy.
Oh, but they're creepy?
It's creepy.
Like things men say.
And they're asking women
right, that are creepy.
Things that men
but they
say,
don't realize are creepy.
Yeah,
I got it.
And it can be say or do a little bit, but yeah, mostly things that they say. So, you know, there are some, like, there's some that I expect to see on a list like this that I've heard many, many times, especially since the Me Too era. To me, the top one would be smile. Hey, smile.
Yeah.
I heard that was really bad during Me Too. I remember women posting videos, walking down the street in New York, and guys going like, hey, smile, sweetheart, whatever. And they didn't like that. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a big issue. But I know for sure, I don't think I've ever said smile to someone before.
No, but
I have said other things. Like, I've called women beautiful in the past. Like, thank you, beautiful.
Okay, well, but you've probably said, I feel like I've said to guys, I don't think I've said to women, hey, smile. Maybe in the past, but I don't think so. But I certainly, you know, if you see a guy, you'd say, hey, what's wrong? Or cheer up, man, it'll be all right.
Right.
Like, I've certainly said that to people I don't know that well as I'm walking by and they look like,
yeah,
you know, but I kind of know. I'm like, dude, cheer up. It'll be all right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say to a complete stranger,
sure. No, but somebody you know.
Yeah, but I think that these women are saying you'd be surprised how many complete strangers walking down the street will tell you, hey, smile. So you're a lot prettier when you smile. Hey, smile. Huh. I didn't know that was an issue. But I do know that I used to say beautiful. I thought that it was like a compliment.
Sure.
Right?
And is this
like
in the
a
list?
Nice thing to hear? I'm saying just before we get to it, what are the things that you, I don't know yet because I've gone through all of them.
Okay.
But what are things that you think would show up on a
there
list
you go.
Like
Chip
this?
Ace.
I would think smile probably.
No, chief. Why so sad? Yeah. I absolutely would say all those things.
If it's someone that you sort of knew at least, or a coworker or whatever. But I wouldn't say it to a guy on the street that I'm walking past. I wouldn't say, yo, chief, why so sad? Maybe if he was crying, then maybe I might. So, okay, so here's some of the examples that women gave. The first one is, this woman says she wears glasses. Yeah. And she says that guys will tell her, hey, you know, I'll bet you're a lot prettier without those glasses. Mm. Okay, well, I wouldn't say that.
No, that's weird.
That's weird. I think that is kind
of
creepy.
I don't think a lot of guys are doing that. Right, that's a horse shit.
Well, you know, I didn't think a lot of guys were saying smile, and then that woman made that video, and I was like, Jesus Christ. She was in New York, but I was shocked. I'm not a woman.
But how many times did she edit that together? I don't believe it. Right. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't. I don't believe that there's that. It's not being toxic or not. That there's so many people would just, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who are not self-aware. But enough people that would bother her to say, hey, you would be prettier if you didn't wear glasses.
I'll bet you're really pretty under those glasses. The other thing that women that wear glasses say is, you know, with your glasses, you've kind of got that uptight librarian look thing.
Well,
going
that,
on.
I might say that if I
had a couple drinks, that's for sure.
I don't think I'd say it to TJ Maxx, but
I'm thinking it.
Oh, I think it all the time. You got glasses on.
I'm thinking it.
And you're wearing like a skirt. I'm
and
thinking
your hair's
you
up, yeah.
Fucking secretary whore.
Right. Well, you know,
I'm just
80s.
Being honest. That's
grew
what
in,
I'm thinking.
Grew up in the 80s, yeah. You know, he's
that's how sex or sex in movies, you know?
And music videos. Hot for Teacher. Come on.
Sure, I'm certainly
the ultimate. The ultimate fantasy was that hot librarian, right? She lets her hair down, takes glasses off. Turns out she's wild on the weekends. So, yeah, I could see that. Now, here's another one. This woman says something that, God, I find it hard to believe that guys say this, but other women chimed in and said, yes, I don't understand this, but it happened to me, too.
Crackman says, that's why you got LASIK.
Right. Too many people saying, hey, I bet you're beautiful
like a
without those
glasses. They're like, geisha girl, you look prettier with those glasses
on. They said I'd look prettier without them, so I ditched them for good. So this woman says, and then these other women chimed in, that when she was pregnant, she had guys say to her, because she works, I guess, at a restaurant / bar, I wish that was my kid. Okay, of course that's fucking creepy. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Now, we're supposed to believe women. I'm being toxic
no,
again.
No, I don't
but,
believe it. I mean, maybe, but
saying,
are you saying,
I hate that.
I mean, how many times? You're just fucking waiting tables
that happened
at Chili's.
Once, maybe.
And there's a dude who's like, I wish that was my baby.
Right.
I just don't believe it. I don't. I mean,
I think it could have happened once to one person.
I think
person.
It happened once, right. But I just don't believe that's a common occurrence.
Right.
Where guys are actually saying at your restaurant, I wish I put that baby in you. I just don't. I mean, maybe. Maybe I'm
naive. I wish that were my kid.
But I don't.
I wish that were my kid. Exactly. Like maybe, but come on.
Seems like a
if I overheard that, I'd be shocked. Like, what the fuck did you just say to her?
How about that? I've never heard it before in my life, and I've been alive for a while.
Right.
I've been around pregnant women and dudes.
Now, the next one I'd believe a little bit, for sure. I've at least seen this in movies, if not in person. I've probably seen this in person. But women who work as salespeople, retail, or one of them said that she works like at a marketplace. I don't know what kind of a marketplace, but that when customers come up, the guys will say, do you come with it? You know, these are only $5 for $10 bucks or whatever.
Okay,
and he says, oh, okay, do you come with it? Now, I'm going to say that if I heard a guy say that, I'd be like, hey, he took a shot.
Yeah.
He took a
shoot
swing.
Shoot.
You're telling us we got to meet people in person now.
I almost
this
feel
is a very
like
brief interaction. This might be your chance, right? If she
I also feel like
smiles.
It would be older guys.
Of course, because other
like
ones
my,
who work
could,
up the courage
could, in my head, I can hear my grandpa saying
I
it.
I thought of my dad. I was like, I wonder if my dad ever said something like
right,
that.
Yeah,
or my
I can
uncle.
Hear my grandpa saying it.
Yeah, it's funny because I really did think. I was like, is that something that maybe my uncle or someone said? Have I heard that or have I just heard it in movies? But I do believe that that probably happens. And there were a lot of women saying yes, and they gave different variations. But the, you know, basically, that's great. You know, do you come with it? I'll take 10 of them if you come with it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay. I do also think that maybe it is a little inappropriate or creepy, but we're bordering on just trying to break the ice, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting closer. The other ones were clearly in the creepy category.
Yeah.
This one's like a nice, I mean, guess, not nice, okay.
I could hear women saying, like, just don't fuck with me at work.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. All right, the next one.
But you have to put it through guys. I know women don't want to do this, but we have to at some point come to some sort of merger. You just have to put it through God. We don't understand that that's what's so crazy about that, because if I'm working at fucking Little Caesars and I'm like, hey, it's two for $5, they're like, I'll take, and some girl says, I'll take three if you come with it.
Right.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
Of course.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not attracted to her, I'm super excited about it.
I know. Look, I saw this exact same question reversed, and they asked men, what are things women do that are creepy? And it's guys saying shit like that. I'm like, dude, you weren't offended by that.
No, you weren't.
Shut up. Now, I don't know your age, but you weren't actually offended. What I believe that pretending to be offended might give me a good idea of how old you are, but I don't believe that you were actually scared or offended by that.
No,
it's a totally different world. You're just a liar, because it's not the same as being a woman.
It's like you want to feel above and look down at other guys. I'm not like other guys, so you become condescending.
Oh, and I sympathize with them.
If you're working at the fucking Gap and some beautiful woman says, I'll take three of those shirts if you come with it.
Or ugly woman, either one.
You're not like, oh no, I can't believe she would talk. I'm like, fuck off.
Exactly, it's ridiculous. And you're
trying to... Stuff guys think are creepy is like, you know, you fucking won't stop texting
after
we
broke up.
You've
been emailing me for weeks. Yeah,
that shit.
Right. But
I fucking show up my house unannounced.
This false equivalency. Yeah, that's creepy. This false equivalency that men and women are the same. It's not the same. The reason women are creeped out by that is because they don't know if that fucking guy's going to be waiting for outside the Gap later or whatever. And, because of rape culture
and
a lot of serious threats. Right. So if this woman comes up to you and says it, let's be honest.
I'm flattered.
You're flattered. No matter, if she's beautiful, you're flattered. If she's ugly, you're flattered.
I just wish she was hot.
You wish she was hot if she wasn't. Of course.
I'm just telling you what guys think. I'm like,
sure.
God damn it.
Sure.
Of course she's into me.
The next thing that a woman said, or that women said, that guys do, is pretending not to know me, or like they do sort of know me and not know my name, so that they can get my actual name. So this is the, don't I know you from somewhere? I've met you somewhere before, right?
Right, I hate this person already. If they know your name...
Yeah.
And you're saying...
They're trying to get your name, is what she says.
Yeah, but
they're pretending like they recognize you, pretending like they know you, you know, when they don't really know who you are. They've never seen you. So they can come up to you and do the whole, don't I know you? What's your name? So they can get your name and strike up a conversation. Now, to me, this is not creepy.
Like you do it to everybody.
It is kind of a lame one. I think I've tried it in the past when I was younger. I think if someone looks at you and you think they might have looked at you more than once, or they caught you looking at them more than once and you made eye contact, I may have gone over and approached and been like, do I know you? I'm sure there's a better thing to say. I know there's many better things to say, but I'm sure I've said that in the past.
Yeah.
I'm not good at breaking the ice. I don't fucking know. But you tell me that's so creepy. He could be creepy about it, but he's just trying to break the ice.
He could be creepy about anything.
Also, the setting is important. I mean, if he's doing this to you at the library, it's less normal, I'll say, than at a bar. At a bar, is it really bad? If you're out at a bar... And
it's not the worst.
The media is telling us we need to be meeting people. That just doesn't seem so bad to me. But what the fuck do I know? Okay, now the next one. It is, I could see this being a little bit problematic, and I have seen it in lots of movies of my youth. But the guy who is talking to the girl, and she is like, "Okay, I gotta go," or she's leaving, or whatever, and he playfully kind of blocks her way to leave.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, oh, hold on, I didn't get your name yet, or oh, hold on. That whole thing. And they said the women really don't like that, according to this thread, which seems reasonable. It's, sure he's being playful, but you don't know how playful. And I've seen how those movies can turn. The characters in those movies can turn pretty quickly.
I don't think you should use your size advantage.
Before
you leave, real quick, like, you know, if you're not really blocking them, I would say it depends on the situation.
Well, the thing is, it can start off playfully, but even in the movies, there's a lot of times it started off playfully, and then she's like, I really got to go. And he becomes less playful.
Right.
It's uncomfortable from the beginning because you don't know where this is going, right? Like, hey, don't pretend like you're blocking my way. I'm fine with that. I don't think you should have to pretend playfully or not to block someone's way to try and get their name. Try and get their name, before they're leaving. This is a really common thing on here. Now, there's different variations of this, of course, probably endless variations, but women who jog or walk or whatever, and they're out in public, guys apparently say a lot of things to them, especially if they're in their workout clothes or whatever. There can be whistling, there can be that stuff, which,
have you ever seen that in person?
Seen
catcalling, whatever they call it.
Oh, I saw it happen to Brooke when we first started dating, but she likes it. Like, she really likes it. So she was all happy, and she put on an outfit trying to get catcalled. She said, walking to the drugstore, she said it had been a couple weeks and she'd been catcalled, and she put on these, like, bright...
Does she look like she might be a hooker?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, then that's not really catcalling,
I mean, she
it?
Had on... She had on
that's
like tight,
asking, are you open
she had
for
on,
business?
She had on, well, she had on very tight pants, for sure, right. And they were, you know... Anyway,
well, she knew what she was
she kind of had a strut in her... And she was hoping for it. She said, I know not all women like it, but it makes my day. You know, that'll make me feel good for a while. But yeah, he rolled the window down, and he said... I'm trying to remember what he said. He said... It was weird, because he said, like, how are you feeling? And she said, me? And he goes, yeah, you. How are you feeling? And she goes, I feel good. He's like, I thought so. You look good. Something along those lines. And she was like, well, thank you. She goes, I feel even better now. And he goes, good. You keep looking good. Keep feeling good. And then he drove off. Okay. And that was it. He didn't ask her for a number. Didn't say, come over here and let me holler at you some more. Nothing. He just drove off. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Look at that guy.
All right. So that's one time. Anytime else, have you ever seen it in person?
Have I ever seen women getting catcalled?
I've seen it in movies.
Only in those videos that I see women post.
Yeah. I've never seen it in person. I've never been walking down the street in New York City and seen it happen. I've just never seen it happen.
Well,
I've never been walking in Kansas City, and nowhere have I ever seen a guy reach over and be like, yo, baby, show me those whatever. I've just never seen it.
Well, whistle or something like
that. I've never seen it. I've literally never. That doesn't mean I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying I've been on this earth a long time. I've literally never seen it.
Well, my high school girlfriend, her and her best friend would run after school every day. So we're like 17, 18 years old. And they said that every day, guys would whistle, guys would honk their horns every single day. And I mean...
Have you ever seen it?
Well, no, but I'm not a woman, so...
I know, but have you ever seen a guy do it? You've been
like I said, I've seen that guy do it that time, but no, I didn't go jogging with them ever or anything like that, so... But I believe them, like, they're like, God, it's so creepy, these guys. Some of these guys that whistle, you're like, man, you're so
old. You've never seen
it,
right? I just think I would see it.
I don't know, but there's women act like it's real fucking common.
I know,
so
I'm just saying,
I believe
you think
them.
I'd seen it.
I definitely believe
it. Well, why have I seen it?
I mean, I definitely have seen the insurance commercial where the guy wrecks his car because he's looking at the jogger. I know guys will look at women.
Oh,
the
I
idea
agree
of like
with honk, that. But
in high school, I honked at girls that were jogging.
But have you
jogging.
Seen a guy at a construction site be like...
No.
Once I've never seen it.
But I've never
it.
Really been, like I said, maybe in New York I would have seen it, but when am I around a construction site
well,
with guys in the hard hats?
I don't know. Okay, well, downtown, have you ever seen it anywhere?
I'm saying no.
I've never seen it.
The only times I can think of is the time that I saw it happen to Brooke, and then my high school girlfriend telling me about it happening.
Right. I've
and
never
then I've
seen it.
I've seen those videos of where they just put the camera on and just walk down the street and let you see how many times it happens. I mean,
there you go.
Some
extra
videos,
small pencil says she's a woman. She's been catcalled twice in 31 years.
Yeah, well, do you jog?
There's women on our Twitch are saying that doesn't happen.
Do you jog? Because these are women specifically talking about when they go out jogging or exercising outside, that's apparently a time when guys like to start catcalling them or at least whistling, honking, whatever. But and different guys will say different things. One of the things that these women said was guys saying, thanks for the show. I really enjoy watching you run, things like that.
I mean, that would be creepy, but I've never seen it.
In high school, I did honk my horn sometimes. If I was with a buddy, we would honk our horn.
That's fair.
We would honk our horn.
Girl on Twitch, I'm just going to say this. I think there's some self-awareness, and I appreciate your self-awareness. She just said, I don't jog, and I'm not hot, to be fair.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so, and maybe that's
well,
why I'm
sure
I've never,
someone,
maybe that's
they,
why
they
I've never been catcalled. You know, maybe guys get catcalled too.
But I've certainly been in areas where it looks like that was where it would happen.
There are some
and
videos
I've never
that,
seen
I,
it.
That I've seen, I mean, that I don't think were faked, where they just put the hidden cam on and they've got their yoga pants on and they just go for a walk. It's not edited at all. It's one, you know, straight shot. And it's, they get quite a few people that, you know, I'm not very good whistler, but stuff like that.
That's
looking good.
Weird, but whatever. Maybe it
but
happens.
I did do it when I was younger. When I was, especially if I had a friend in the car, I felt like we would work up the courage. But when I was younger, we would honk at the joggers or, you know.
I think maybe.
But we were teens, you know. So, and the thing is, a lot of these women say that they got catcalled infinitely more when they were underage, which I saw a whole thing about. When did you start getting, you know, women, when did you start getting sexualized or when was the first time? And I was shocked at how many women said it starts like when they're 12, 13 years old that guys would start saying really creepy things, doing creepy things that they would even get catcalled.
Guys
and then
their
some
age?
Of these women,
so
no,
like,
older guys.
Is that what they're saying? Because
yeah.
You're saying you did it when you were a
right.
teenager, so maybe it's teenagers
no,
doing
they
it
said,
as a teenager.
They were saying these way older guys. And actually someone on this thread was talking about the whole getting catcalled when you're out, you know, in public. And she says that she got catcalled a lot between the ages of like 14 through 17, mm-hmm. and or 14 through 18. So she's 25 now, has not been catcalled in a while. Now,
tell,
in
me
mind,
you, tell me you peaked in high school without telling me
exactly.
you peaked in high school.
I'm guessing, you know, maybe you put on a few. I don't know. But I have heard that before. I've seen that written at least before, that you'd be surprised at things that guys say, things that guys will say to these girls' parents, like in public places. Like, oh, your daughter is very beautiful in very creepy ways. And I don't remember some of the specifics. I'm like, God, okay.
I mean, I guess
if that happened,
happens,
that would be fucking
never,
weird.
Again,
I don't know what it's like
I
to be a woman.
I've never fucking seen
right.
it.
I don't know what it's like, so I don't know.
But I am alive in the world.
I know, but I don't go jogging with these women. So
I know. I've seen women jogging.
Yeah, I
and
get
I've never
but just we just
seen
drive
dudes,
right past.
And I've never seen dudes in other cars like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'd like to put a baby in you. Like, I've never seen that. I've literally never seen it.
Now, maybe the most popular one, the things that guys do that they think is nice, but it's actually creepy, or maybe they're just saying that it's one of the most common, is this.
I will say that. Now, P. Green Pilgrim says, I got catcalled a lot when I lived in the Castro District in San Francisco, but I'm not a woman. I will say when I lived in Key West, I would see guys catcall other guys.
Yeah, and
that
I think
is
if you live
thing.
In a big city, it's probably more likely to.
Well, I think there's a lot more in the
around.
Gay community.
Yeah.
Guys doing it to guys. I saw that
I
a lot.
I think women get catcalled in New York. I mean, maybe not as much now because of societal changes, but I think that maybe it's, I'm just believing this from these YouTube videos and movies, but I think they do. But this one apparently is very common. Now, I don't think I've ever done this. I'm positive I've never done this, at least not sober. So if I did it, I wouldn't remember. But they say, a lot of guys will say, where's my hug? Where's my hug?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where's my hug? And how that is so uncomfortable and very creepy, and it's usually from the guys that they definitely don't want to hug, that are saying, hey, where's my hug? Now, I can
I've
see this happening
at a bar. I've seen guys do that before.
I'll
buy that. And
me
I've
too.
Seen guys do it.
Absolutely.
I'm probably guilty of it, too. I probably,
like at
to
a bar,
some degree, not like where's my hug, but probably giving a hug when somebody didn't
nice
want
to
that
meet
hug.
You or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, I can absolutely
I'll
see
go with
guys.
That. I certainly have done it. And I certainly, there's one where I'm like, yeah, that's a someone who participates in the world, I have yeah. absolutely seen that and thought, I'm not sure that's great.
Yeah, and I can absolutely envision
yeah.
the guys that come over, they introduce themselves to a girl at a bar. Let's say they're you know, similar ages in their 20s. And then, and maybe the girl's like, I'm Sarah or whatever. And then they go, okay. And they go, hey, before you leave, where's my hug? You know, I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Happening yeah. in that first meet. You know, yeah. it's like now
you can also see it with
you're
people
allowed to
that
go
you
meet
don't
them.
Know that well.
Yeah.
Friends of friends, coworkers, and you kind of.
I thought coworkers too. Yeah. I could see a coworker doing that to someone like, oh, mm-hmm. it's, you know, have a good week. And you too. Hey, where's my hug? Like, yeah. ugh. I don't think I do that. I don't do that. I've never said, where's my hug? Now, maybe I've, like you said, maybe I've tried to hug someone.
I'd say I'm probably guilty of that.
When they didn't hugged, but. I've definitely never said, where's my hug? I can't imagine you saying, where's my hug? Where's my hug?
Well, not like that, but just take the verbiage out of it, probably. You know, trying to get a hug when the person didn't want to.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. You don't seem like a very huggy, affectionate person that would.
But I'm sure, I'm positive I've done
you
it.
You definitely
see,
hugged a lot
as
of.
As much as I just said that other shit does not fucking happen.
Yeah.
I'm at least going to say that shit happens, and I'm probably guilty of it. I'll sit down and take my talking to for this one.
I've seen
and
you hug
like,
a lot
when
of women,
did it happen?
But they always go to hug you first, like in work settings. I've seen a lot of it, but they've always gone to hug you. So I could see you thinking like maybe, and again, I believe you that you have, but there is a lot of hugging that goes on between people who aren't dating, right? Yeah. And aren't even close friends. So I get it. But the saying, where's my hug? That does add an extra layer of creepiness. Now, another thing that women said is creepy is that guys, when they're gaming or on online forums, wherever, somewhere online, usually when they're gaming, will ask, how old are you? And that for women, it's as soon as they hear a girl's voice, they say, how old are you? And it's because, you know, presumably they want to start chatting with them. Talking
well, they
to them
want to make sure they're over 18?
That's my fucking thing. Like,
or they
okay,
want to make
so
sure they're under 18.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? They say, you know, it's always, how old are you? And then it's always followed by some type of advance. And it's like, okay, well, the advance part is the uncomfortable part then. Tell me about that. What type of advance did they use? But asking, how old are you? Is that really so bad?
No.
I don't think that's so bad.
Oh, before you say, I'd like to fuck you.
Right.
Might, that's how old they are.
Might say how old, you know, oh, she's 16.
By the way, ladies, The internet is a fucking hellhole.
Exactly. It's not
and
the real
don't
world.
Think, don't think, and that's not the real world. And don't think that dudes gaming aren't just catching horrible fucking drive-by shots for no reason.
Right. It's a terrible place.
Yeah.
So, and I get it.
Try being a black
different
dude
for a
playing
woman. Right.
Video games. Come on.
Right. And I know that it's bad for women, whatever, and I can never know what it's like to be a woman, but the part that's offensive or that's creepy is not how old are you.
Well, also, when I just listen to video games and people talking,
yes.
I'm like, the whole goddamn thing's toxic.
Racist, homophobic nonstop.
Right, nonstop, right.
Yes. Okay, the next one is when guys say this. So let's say that you meet someone or a guy comes up to you at work or whatever. He's talking to the girl. Maybe she says she's got a boyfriend. Maybe she says she's not available. When the guy says, I like a good challenge.
Yeah.
I've seen that in movies. I've never said I like a
what
good
your man
challenge.
What's got to do with me?
And it doesn't have to be that she says she's dating. She could just say that she's not interested or whatever. And the guy says, I like a good challenge. Women say, you shouldn't say that. It's uncomfortable. We've already, if you're saying I like a good challenge, it's because I've already told you in some way that I'm not
well,
interested.
I've also seen, let me just say this, I've also seen written a million times, I told the guy no once, he never called me
be
again.
Be a little more persistent, right?
Well, what the fuck do you want?
I know. This girl said, and you're going to have to help me out, but she said, we all know this one, quote, you're pretty for a blank.
White guy.
What is
for
the
a
blank?
White guy.
What's the, what, I don't know. She's like, we all know it. It's creepy and insulting. What? Creepy for a what? Creepy, sorry, you're pretty for a what? I actually don't know what it's supposed to be. You're pretty for a, is it like a race thing? You're pretty,
so.
You're pretty for a black girl, you're pretty for a white girl. Is that what they're saying? Is it a,
I've never
an
heard
age
that.
Thing? You're pretty for a person in their 60s? I don't know. They act like I'm supposed to know what it is, but I don't know what it is. And all these other women chiming in like, yeah, pretty rude for a dude, blah, blah, blah. What are you? You got to let us know. We're supposed to be reading this and learning
well,
something.
Did anybody say anything
no,
about
they're
that?
All just like, yeah, I hate that shit. Someone else said, you know, a little bit further down, but it's part of
you're
the same response.
Boring.
She says, a friend was dating someone who essentially told him, thank goodness you're smart for a Puerto Rican. Okay.
Right, hold on
so
a second.
That would be-
hold on a second. I got it. I Googled you're pretty for a, and the first thing that came up was big girl.
Is that what it is?
Pretty for a big girl.
This person says smart for a Puerto Rican. I
well, I don't think that happens all the time.
Me neither, but they're saying that
sorry,
it happens.
Sorry, made me laugh because it's horribly racist and uncomfortable. But right, I can't imagine being like, yo, she's like, so you're talking, you're like,
you're pretty smart for a Puerto Rican.
I tell you what, you're pretty goddamn smart for a Puerto Rican.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican?
Jesus.
Shit, I thought you were Mexican. You're pretty smart for a Puerto Rican. It's like, is that a stereotype that I'm unaware of? I've never
right,
heard
no,
of
that's
that.
Pretty funny. That's
like
said that
somebody said that. Why did they say
you're
that?
You're pretty fucking smart for a Puerto Rican.
Now, this one really makes me angry. The next one, moving
right,
on.
You're
on.
Pretty for a big girl.
Right. I thought, is that what it is? Is it a size thing? Is it a race thing? Is it an age thing? Or is it, because she says blank, is it you're pretty for whatever? If it's big girl, if it's white girl, black girl, if it's Puerto Rican, is that why she left it blank? Because it's you're pretty for A.
I'm telling you.
Anytime you say you're pretty for A and then fill in the blank, it's offensive is what she's saying. Otherwise, why leave it blank?
I know, but I'm just telling you, I looked it up. It's all over Reddit under the plus signs. I hate it when people say I'm pretty for a
I
big girl.
I got you, but
bro.
I'm saying maybe she left it blank because, and this person's talking about Puerto Ricans, because they're saying no matter what you fill that blank in with, it's creepy. You shouldn't preface it with you're pretty for A. It's like saying you're smart for A, right? So I can only assume that's what you're
well,
saying.
This person
don't know
says
what
the next time someone says that, deadpan respond with that is not the compliment you think.
That is not the compliment you think it is.
I am not pretty for a big girl. I am pretty and I'm a big girl. They are separate parts of me.
So you should say,
you go,
hey, you're pretty and a big girl.
Yeah.
That's what you say to someone at a bar. Hey, you're big and pretty. Holy shit. Kyle, come look at this. She's big and pretty.
This may not be the compliment you think it is.
Right.
But you are pretty and big.
Right. No, wait.
Not
no,
like pretty
the
big.
The other one wasn't
you're
the compliment
pretty
you think
and
it is.
Big.
This is going to be the compliment that you've been waiting for. You're big and pretty.
Yeah.
I got to show
you're
my friends.
Big and pretty. I got my friends in here. Guys,
don't go anywhere.
Guys, she's not pretty for a big girl.
She's big.
She's literally pretty and big.
Big. I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like it. The next thing that they said is creepy that guys do is when they talk about teen girls as jail bait. And my question would be, what do you want them to say? Do you want them to say, like, wifey material? I mean, I understand the idea that you don't want them talking about underage girls at all as being sexual. That's fine. We can draw the line, like, if your boyfriend or if a group of guys is talking about a group of girls that are clearly in 9th, 10th, 11th grade, whatever, they know that they're underage, and they call that jailbait. I get that as being creepy. But if they say, I think what you lose sometimes, if a guy says jailbait, it could also just mean, like, I'm not sure how old she is. She might be cutting it close.
Or not even that. Just
or she's
too young
too young for me.
Right.
Exactly.
Just period. Whether
it's kind of like bitch and these things. Like, yeah, it's kind of used as a, she's too young for you,
yeah,
or you're cutting it close there.
It's like, you know, I think my mother would say, there's no difference between that and, what are you doing, robbing the cradle?
Right. Exactly.
Don't really mean you're a baby.
But, no, I understand it's creepy, but if you're saying it's creepy when dudes talk about 14-year-old girls, be not. Well, of course that's creepy. And to say, like, what do guys do that they don't realize is creepy but is creepy, they would know that's creepy. If a group of guys are talking about 14-year-olds, I'm pretty sure they know that society thinks that's creepy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I argue that one a little bit. Okay, I know we've been through a bunch of these. I still don't see...
Man, I'm on this page, man.
Did I see one that says smile?
This plus-size page is killing me.
Oh, here you go. This woman says that she's had multiple guys, again, multiple, how many? Multiple men go up to her children and tell her children, your mom is really pretty, while she's in earshot. Like, that's a way to... And I thought, okay, it's pretty lame. How creepy is it? Let's be honest. You know, it's a compliment.
I think it's a little creepy.
It's a little creepy.
But I find it more creepy than that. I find it more creepy than you.
Okay. Yeah. I just imagine this is happening somewhere you brought your kids, like a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, so. But I feel like now you're using your kids, you're using her kids to try to get in with her. Let me tell you.
Hey, just to try and break the ice. Yeah,
I don't love it.
Well, and I'm not a parent, so, you know, that could be part of it, too. So if you say it's creepier than I think.
I just think it's kind of weird.
It's certainly a weird way to break the ice. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's using, like, just say, you know, say something to her if you want. But it's like, you know, hey, kids, your mom sure is pretty. Like, the kids don't want to think about their mom.
Okay, yeah, now that you say it, that's fucking weird. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's creepy. So I had to scroll because I wanted to get to this one before we end here, but... because I think this is ridiculous. This person was talking about how guys asking, hey, what kind of perfume is that? You smell great. I love your perfume. And then even if the guy says, because apparently this is a common thing, I love your perfume. That's awesome. What is it? I'd like to get it for my wife, which to me is a, hey, I'm not trying to hit on you.
Yeah.
So then there became this debate about, like, well, if the guy says that he wants to get it for his wife, then I can take that as a compliment. That might actually make me feel good because, obviously, you know, he likes smelling perfume and he's not trying to hit on me. Hold on. So you're telling me that if I just say, you smell really good, that's creepy?
That's ridiculous.
Come on. What are we doing?
Right.
If that's creepy, then no wonder kids have to meet online. Now, there's a creepy way to do it. You smell really good.
Yeah,
that's
right,
creepy.
Well, I'm jacking off.
But if I'm at the grocery store and I go, oh my God, you smell
like a whore.
You smell wonderful. Whatever. But, right.
Or you get to be like, hey, you smell great. What perfume
exactly.
is that?
Exactly. That's it. I think that should be a compliment. I mean,
of course. Well, you're wearing perfume to smell great.
Exactly. You're drawing the attention
right.
there. And
you're wearing the perfume to smell great.
Now I sound like you wore the short skirt.
Right.
No, but I would think that people like to be complimented, do they not? And if you spent time and money getting perfume, I know that I had that couple ask what kind of cologne I was wearing at the grocery store. Made my
no
fucking
ask
week.
Me today.
Yeah, it's a good
there
feeling,
go.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I know it's a guy doing it, but still, and I know that I'm a guy, so I guess none of it matters. But still, there's got to be a way that you can compliment someone. Now,
I think you should be able to be like, "Hey, you smell great. What perfume is that?"
You know, the glasses thing.
I think it's
make
creepy
me
to be like, "You smell like my wife," or "You smell like my mother."
Well, that would be fucking.
Right?
Creepy.
Those are
yeah.
creepy. Like, there's ways you can be like, yeah. "God, you smell like." What, there's a million things you could say that are creepy, but just saying, hey, you smell great.
Yeah.
What perfume is that?
And there's creepy body
creepy.
Language, too. If you're both in the cereal aisle and you're both staring at the Lucky Charms and you don't even look up at her and you just go, you smell really good, that could be a little creepier. But I think there's a way to do it that isn't creepy and that is a nice compliment.
Yeah, also, to make a good point, Aaron on our Twitch, how much of this stuff is really creepy if the guy
is good looking
and you want to talk to him.
That's it.
None of it.
None. Well, most of it, right?
What? I mean, what is?
Well, shit, I don't know.
If you're interested and the guy's attractive, what?
I guess if he's talking about how hot 14-year-olds are.
I guess, right.
Okay, so that, but yeah, I guess I don't know. They're probably all, yeah, probably all fine. Yeah, I think, and they're all fine. The glasses thing did make me think, though. You know, the girl saying you'd look good without them, or you look like a librarian. Yeah, that's weird. Certainly can be even weirder depending on where you're at. But I did say to someone at the grocery store within the last like month, I had a lot of stuff and she's ringing me up. And I said I liked her glasses. I said, those are cool glasses. I like those. Is that creepy?
No.
She was younger. I mean, obviously, she was probably 22 years old. I was not trying to hit on her. I just said, those are cool. And they were like cool looking.
There's nothing wrong with you hitting on a 22-year-old.
Well, I understand. But I'm saying they were. She might think of... A lot of 22-year-olds might think that there is something wrong.
They may not, also.
They may not, sure. But she's at work. She's at work, and she may be like, hey, this isn't the place to hit on people. But I don't think that that's...
Half-price bookstore, bitch.
I don't think that's automatically hitting on someone.
Was that right? Was it a half-price bookstore?
No, it was the grocery store. I said that.
Oh.
But it's not automatically hitting on someone. If you're allowed to... I feel like you should be allowed to compliment someone.
Yeah.
As a man...
Cool shoes.
Men should be allowed to compliment women. No. You listen here, women. We should be allowed to fucking compliment you.
You can do it, us.
No, but... Yeah. I know they say it's different, and I understand, and there can even be different rules, but there's some things that just aren't threatening. Me saying your glasses are cool, that is, come on, that's not threatening, right?
Yeah, unless you're not wearing glasses.
That would be concerning. I don't even know if it would be creepy. Well, it would be a little creepy, because now you're worried about this guy. Like, what else do you see around me right now? But we're asking young people to go meet. We're asking them to get out of the house, get off their phones, and go meet people. Society
right.
keeps
saying,
saying, don't say any of this shit. Don't tell them that you think they look good, or that, you know, they, or even using a lame pickup line like, do I know you from somewhere?
Have we met before?
I mean, that's the oldest thing in the book.
Come here often?
Exactly. So.
But again, I want to reiterate, and I do believe this, some of it not happening.
Mm-hmm.
At the grand scale that we are to believe that it is. I do not believe it's happening that often. And also, it is who it comes from.
Yeah.
And I understand that. It is true. We even said it ourselves. If an unattractive woman was like, I'll take two of those pizzas, three if you come with it, we'd be like, well... That was nice, but not great. It's the same thing.
We'd actually be like, oh, okay. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not going to go home with you. But
no way, but you'd also be
good,
like, damn.
Yeah,
damn,
of course. But you also, but I'm saying it would feel pretty good. Like, oh, that lady's
saying
I'm
good looking. Yeah, it could also make you feel bad because you're like, no, nobody hot ever says that to me.
Honestly,
see what I'm saying?
I don't think it would ever make me feel bad. I don't think it would ever make me feel bad.
I think it can make you feel self-conscious.
I don't know. I think anytime a woman anywhere, if she were to say I was handsome or good looking in any way, shape, or form, I'd be happy. That does not mean that women live by the same rules.
But doesn't a lot of it have to do with who's saying it? That's my point.
Of course.
Who's saying it?
And I do think that probably really attractive women probably deal with a lot more shit.
Or maybe less.
I don't know, man. I think they do it with a lot more. Because I've also seen these same threads where it's like, what is it like if you know you're really attractive, what is life like? And what those always turn into is, well, I'm dating someone that's really attractive, or my sister's really attractive, or whatever, and they start telling these stories. And a lot of it has to do with how constantly, not just women, men and women, they always talk about how constantly people approach them and talk to them. No. They want to talk to them, they want to say something to them.
It seems to me like I see a lot of... Well, I'm going to get in trouble, but it's toxic and problematic. It seems to me like I see a lot of the women who are complaining about these things.
Me too. They complain. The ones that complain.
They complain and complain and complain. All these things happen, getting catcalled, being taught, and I just think to myself, no one's ever done that to you.
Or not, certainly not to the extent that you're making.
Nobody's
like,
ever done
like
that
you're
to
acting
you.
Like it's a problem.
Nobody's coming up to you at the bar and saying, don't I know you? It's just not true. What you're doing is complaining about it for other women.
Yep.
It doesn't happen to you.
Yep, because
you're done
on those forums with those good looking people. What I gotta be honest, they're not really complaining about anything that I can recall, and probably because life, I'm guessing, is kind of awesome if you're really good looking. So, some honorable mentions, real quick. Before
and you're probably
we go.
Like, this is pretty great because you know what? Probably a lot of dudes who look like me don't go up to super hot women without knowing that they're interested in me
right.
in some way.
Right.
Just roll up at the bar and be like, do I know you?
Right.
You know who's coming up to you? Attractive dudes with confidence.
Who know they have, maybe a chance.
Right.
Honorable mentions here, if I were 20 years younger, if I were 30 years younger, if I were 40 years younger, that whole thing, you know, boy, I'll tell you, if I was 20 years younger, boy, I'll tell you, if I was 30 years younger, that is something I could hear like my uncle or somebody saying back in the day.
Again, that's a grandpa
thing. I don't know if they still say that. Yeah, I don't.
I'll be honest with you. I think that's a that's what women say. I can hear my grandmother saying that to a young man at a wedding. Like, I'll tell you what, if I was 50 years younger,
yeah,
we'd dance all night. That's a woman's thing.
I could hear men saying it too, though, for sure. Older men. I'm with you. It's a grandpa thing.
It's a woman's thing. That's
a
whole woman's thing. I can
hear guys saying it too. Oh, boy, you must be driving these boys at school crazy. If I was 40 years younger.
It sounds more like, well, maybe it's just my family. It sounds more like old women to me.
Listen, I don't want you to think I'm a creep or anything, but anything that's prefaced with that. Okay, well, how many times has that happened to you? But I mean, honestly, how many fucking times has someone come up to you and preface it with, I don't want you to think I'm a creep or anything?
Well, maybe now more because everything's fucking creepy.
Exactly.
So I feel like I have to preface it with, hey, I don't want you to think I'm a creep anymore, but what perfume is that? It smells great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm just trying to tell you I'm not.
And then it turns into this whole thing like this girl woman says, I've seen a lot of people talking about this, and I just wanted to add to it. I have not been catcalled on the street once since I passed the age of 16. Again, multiple women saying that when they're young and underage, that's when they were more likely to get catcalled. I know we made the joke earlier, but maybe there's something to that. I don't know. This guy, there was a guy on this thing, even though it was a thing for women. There was a guy who said, you know, sometimes a guy can be creepy and know that he was just creepy on accident when he's not even hitting on you. And he said he was at a work conference thing out of town. And so they have this like work meeting and they get to take a smoke break or whatever. So he goes out front and there's a woman that he works with and he just says, so where are you staying? And he's like, as soon as I said it, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'm not like trying to go over to her hotel or whatever. He's like, I just didn't know what to say to her. He's like, I was just trying to break the ice. We sort of know each other, but not really. So I'm just standing there and I said, so where are you staying? And he said that she looked at him and said, my husband and I are staying at a hotel together. And that he's like, okay, great. Because he was like, honestly, I just wanted to tell someone about my sweet Airbnb that I got through work. And he's like, but as soon as I asked, it seemed to really creep her out. He said it seemed to really creep her out.
He knows that they weren't there, right? That they were traveling?
They traveled for work together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why would that be weird to be like, hey, where are you staying?
I don't see how it's weird either. But he said that she clearly felt creeped out.
We started this with me saying, I really enjoy being alone and not talking to people. And people are saying it may be bad for me because I isolate so much. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know what? I look around. Maybe I'm just not built for this world. And so, you know what?
That's what happens. The world changes.
I'll go home tonight and watch baseball. I won't have to talk to anybody. I won't be toxic or problematic to anybody.
Yep.
How about that?
I think plenty of women will rejoice in that. is that it? Oh, hey, you know what, Laszlo? What? You've been running your AC?
I have.
Getting a little hot, right?
Yeah.
Did you get your AC fixed?
No, my AC is fine right now. But if I
thought
you, need it fixed,
I thought that you said that you had some sort of problem with it.
But it hasn't started yet.
Well, you know what I told you though, right?
I need to get it fixed before.
I said that you need to get it serviced because what's going to happen is it's going to become 90 degrees outside, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be calling to get their AC fixed.
Right now it's working, but yours wasn't, and you got it fixed.
I got it fixed. It took a year for me to get it fixed. Yep. But Dick Ray Heating, Plumbing, Cooling—they were the first ones that saved my ass. I really think my relationship might have ended. Like Laszlo joked around about that, but I was starting to. Maybe Laszlo's got that idea in my head, but I'd had like 10 people come out to look at the AC, and I was like, if I don't get this fixed, she might actually leave. She was talking about like I can't go back to these window units. I moved out. She's basically saying like part of the reason I moved in with you is that you had Central. I know, and she talked about it like it was a joke, but I was like, yeah, you're being sort of serious. So thank you to Dick Ray Heating and Cooling and Plumbing. Thank you to Mitra 9.
Yeah, hey, if you want to get some kratom, do it. Just go to mitra-9.com.
MITRA.
It's great. I've got a pack in my pocket for the weekend.
You know, so I've got a friend who orders it. I think he said he orders it like once a month. He orders the Go Packs, right? And he said that he orders Go Packs and then he'll mix up a Go Pack and he works out. He goes for a run. And he said he got his new order in and he went to go for a run. He's like, man, I'm feeling kind of tired today. I usually don't feel as tired. And he realized that he'd ordered kava. He's like, so I got to order some Go Packs. He's like, but now I know how to relax in the evening, right? I got these kava packs. And he's like, so I'll order some Go Packs.
I do like the kava too.
Exactly.
But I will tell you,
you're
get a Go Pack. Trust me on this.
Man.
If you want to enjoy life just a little bit more.
Yeah, grab some Go Packs.
Grab a Go Pack. Go to mitra-9.com.
Use the promo code PROBLEMATIC because that'll get you a substantial discount.
And then you help us out with that if you do it.
Yes, and I think that's it. Discount Computer Outlet for keeping us on the air.
Yep.
And
Direct Computer
Outlet. I've done that before. Sorry. Direct Computer Outlet, and I sent your friend there. He bought a computer, Snowcone. He texted me.
Did Serta go there?
He went there and bought a computer because he needed a computer but couldn't afford to spend a bunch of money.
Oh, he texted me and said, Slimfast is the man, and he told me about the computer. I didn't know it was there.
Yep, he went there. So there you go. I think that's it.
Read those credits.
And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Toxic and Problematic is brought to you by Mitra 9 Kratom and Kava. Visit Mitra-9.com and use promo code PROBLEMATIC for 25% off your order. Thank you to Direct Computer Outlet in Mission, Kansas for making our Twitch stream possible. Music graciously provided by Kid Computer. Thanks. Talk to you soon.